I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Are you caring for an aging parent? Are you searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources, helping you become the best caregiver you can be. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker.
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Senior Care Live. Today we are celebrating the 300th episode of this program. Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Oh, seriously, stop it some more. Stop it. Oh, come on now. Sit down. A standing ovation? That's crazy. Anyway, I'm Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. Thanks so much for being here today and helping me recognize the significant milestone of 300 episodes. Man, this is a big deal. I'm so excited today. And look, if you're new to the program, Senior Care Live is the nation's premier radio program where we provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. This is a safe place where you can get accurate and reliable information that you can absolutely count on. And each and every week, we discuss important issues such as how to remain independent in your own home, how to find the right senior care community, how to pay for the high cost of senior care, and legal issues involving elder law and estate planning. We also discuss senior-related health issues and how to care for the caregiver. As always, if you have a question, you can always reach us on our toll-free number. You might want to write this down, 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. You can also visit us online at Senior Care Live, L-I-V-E, seniorcarelive.com. And I'll tell you, we wouldn't be celebrating our 300th episode today without the support and ongoing support of our partner sponsors. I'd like to thank the following folks and companies, and we just have some great, great partners here. I'd like to thank the good guys from Mr. Remodeler. They'll be on with me next week, Keith Blay and Mark Worth, and they're a remodeling and construction company, and we primarily focus on remodeling your home, making home modifications so that you can age in place safely. And we talk about that with the good guys from Mr. Remodeler. We also have Mr. David Wiley. He's the president and CEO of Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care. And wow, what a fantastic partner Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care is and has been. And we also team up. I'll be talking a little bit, just a reminder to register for our upcoming free educational event. We host those and partner up with Kansas City Hospice for those events, and they're just super successful. Would also like to thank Home Care Assistance Kansas City, Mr. Dane Johnson and his awesome staff for providing hands down the best home care services in our area. They're just fantastic. Would like to also thank Mr. Josh Buffum. He's a reverse mortgage specialist with Community First National Bank. And we've talked about that many times on the program as one of the ways to fund senior care. And then we don't want to forget about the Neptune Society with their cremation services, just a great organization there. And lots of people are really interested in that for a multitude of reasons. One of which is a tremendous cost savings. So the Neptune Society, great partners. And then, of course, all of our past partner sponsors. We just love you guys and just thank you so much to our partner sponsors. And I'll tell you what, we would not be celebrating our 300th episode without you, the listeners of this program. You've made Senior Care Live the highest rated, most listened to AM talk radio show on the weekends in Kansas City, and I can't thank you enough, and I'm so proud of that. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And basically, how it all started, I was just sharing this story with some friends, because 300 episodes, I mean, we're coming up on 6 years. This has been going on for a long time. So the very first episode of the program was way back on July the 7th of 2013. And started off the show. It's always been a 1 hour long program. It was actually on a different channel with a different station at that point. We were on Sunday afternoons at 2. So not the best time when you're competing with the Royals and the Chiefs and all of those sort of things and people are out doing things with their family and everything at Sundays at 2 o'clock. I mean, it was an okay time, certainly not as good as what we have today, but it was a great place to start. Great place to start. That is where I learned how to do this program, how to operate a program like this, and just consistently worked each and every week to improve it. I actually don't remember much of that summer. This was more than a part-time job in addition to running my business with Senior Care Consulting. So that's where it all started way back when. And then in July of 2015, I moved the program here to Talk 980 AM KMBZ, the intercom station here, obviously. And this was just an absolute blessing. Thanks to Rich Deutsch and John Stauffer for all of your support and assistance. And when I got that phone call saying, look, we freed up some inventory. We're no longer simulcasting AM on our FM. We're going to separate those. So some of the programs are staying with AM. Some of the programs are moving to FM. We have a lot of spots open. We love your show. We think it would be a great fit on our station. Would you like to visit about that? And I'm like, absolutely. Cause I wanted to be on this station originally, but they just didn't have any room for me. They were all booked up. So, it was just a real blessing, and just want to thank, Rich and John for reaching out and helping me make this happen here. Would also like to thank the producer of this program, JP, and JP, thank you so much for making me sound better than I really do. I know for sure. I'm like, you know, that sounds better than I think I really do. So and he puts in all the sound effects and he always has fun doing it. So just JP, you're just a great partner to work with. So thank you very much. Also like to thank Mr. Mark Groves and Ron Moore for all of your support in producing the program in the past over the years, and would like to thank my friend Carrie Hall. I'll tell you what, the first program that I was on was with Carrie Hall. He's on the FM side of this KMBZ, America's Healthcare Advocate. Great guy, great program, been doing it for years. And Carrie said, "Hey, I want to have you on my program," and I was terrified. And this has been a long time ago. And he did a really good job of just helping me be comfortable. And he goes, "I just forget about the microphone. It's just you and I having a conversation. You know your stuff. We've already talked about this stuff. We'll just have a conversation and it'll be great." And you know what? It really turned out really, it was just a great program. And I was kind of surprised because I was really nervous about it. But Carrie, because of being on his program, it just really helped me get over the jitters, if you will. And then I was a guest several times on Peter Newman's show, Moneyline, and he's also on the FM side on Saturdays. And thank you, Peter, for putting up with my nerves on your program. But I'll tell you what, I got very comfortable very quickly being on Peter and Carrie's show. And being the entrepreneur that I am, I'm always looking at things differently than I think a lot of people do. And I thought, you know, what a great idea that would be to have a radio program completely dedicated to senior care and all of the aspects and all of the elements that we deal with. So I put together, I thought it through, and I thought the core categories, how to remain independent in your own home. And then there are probably a dozen subcategories within that core category. How to pay for the high cost of senior care. How do you find a senior care community? There's so many, subsections of all of these core categories, elder law and estate planning, the whole legal aspect of senior care, and then caring for the caregiver. So it really all came together. And frankly, I prayed about it a lot, and I saw the need, and then opportunities opened up and got a chance to start the program and then to move it to just a wonderful partner here at KMBZ Talk 980 AM and Intercom. And it's just been wonderful. So I just want to thank everyone for supporting the program and listening to the program and making the program happen each and every week. All right. Just a quick shout out. Don't forget about our upcoming continuing education program. It's on Wednesday, May the 8th from 9 to noon. It's at the Matt Ross Community Center in Overland Park, Kansas. It's absolutely free of charge. We'll provide a free continental breakfast, but it's called Your Decisions Matter. Guiding patients through options and advanced care planning. It's going to be super interesting. We'll have three different presenters over the 3 hours. I'm one of them. And you can call KC Hospice, Kansas City Hospice and Palliative Care at 816-363-2600. You can also log on at seniorcarelive.com to go electronically. You could also call me at the 1-800 number and we will get you signed up. We're going to sell that one out. We're going to run out of seats. So be sure to sign up today. Now, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicaid pays for the following levels of care. A, a nursing home or long-term care. B, assisted living. C, home plus. D, residential care. Or E, all of the above. The answer right after the break. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network, where today we're celebrating and recognize a very special episode, our 300th program. And I cannot believe that. I'm so excited and I'm so stoked about that. And so, listen, if you want more information about the services on this program, or maybe have a question about how we might be able to help you or your family, feel free to give us a call anytime. That's at 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. And don't forget, you can stream the program to any electronic device. Super simple. Go to seniorcarelive.com. You can click on the big microphone right there on the homepage or the Listen Live button. Give it a few seconds to connect, and it will start streaming to your phone, your tablet, your computer, whatever you have, and it really is that simple. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Medicaid pays for the following levels of care. Here are your options. A, long-term care, the nursing home. B, assisted living. C, home plus. D, residential care. Or E, all of the above. And the answer is E. It is E, all of the above. However, technically, Medicaid will pay for all of the above. Okay, so in reality, they pay all day, every day for long-term care, otherwise known as nursing homes, if the nursing home is Medicaid certified. They do pay a little bit for assisted living, home plus, residential care, intermediate care facilities. I didn't put that one in there. But frankly, it's not much. And for the vast majority of the providers out there, it's not enough for them to accept Medicaid as the payor source. So most of them won't even work with Medicaid. Some of them will, very few. There's some strings attached. So yes, Medicaid does technically pay for all of the above. But in reality, it's mostly about A, the nursing home, but they will pay some for all of the other stuff. All right. Let's move on. I've been receiving a lot of questions about this topic. It's one that's near and dear to my heart. So let's discuss what to determine before you search for a senior care community. And then I'll shift gears and I'll go into the levels of care and that are available and what those levels of care offer. Because I receive so many questions about this. And just for example, this last week, I spoke with a gentleman, super, super smart guy. But he was out in the market just long enough for all these salespeople just to confuse the heck out of him. Right. And trying to talk him into entrance fee, independent living communities and all sorts of stuff. And that's not what he needs at all. If you spent 5 minutes talking to him, you would know he didn't need that at all. But he was being sold that. He thought everything had entrance fees and they don't. He's actually going to bring in home care at his dad's home and help him remain independent there as long as he can, as long as that makes sense. And then we're going to shift gears. And when he moves to a community, he'll be moving straight into the assisted living level, where it will be connected to long-term care so that he can age in place once he moves to the community. But guess what? That took some questions and some effort to determine that. Everybody's out here just sell. Here, we've got this. We've got that. This is what you need. That's what you need. But no one's actually taking any sort of a consultative approach. Or I would say most of them are not. They're just sell. So, of course, I am a senior care consultant. My company is named or called Senior Care Consulting. We take a totally consultative approach. And so I'm going to share some of this with you that you can do on your own, or we can help you through our services either way. But you must determine some things before you ever even think about your search. And this gentleman, he's a super great guy, super smart guy, trying to do the best for his dad, but he just went out and started looking at places. That's what everybody does. But when we backed up and we had this discussion, he's like, wow, I had no idea. Okay, when can we get together and start? I need your help on this. I love your approach. I love everything about it. And I could really use your help. And so that's how this went. But you can do this on your own, or we can help you. But this is what you must determine before you ever even think about your search. Number one, you need to know what level of care is required. So the level of care, I relate that to the licensure. How is the place licensed? That tells us a lot. So you have to know the right level of care. What are the levels of care that are available? I just touched on them a little bit. We have long-term care, also known as a nursing home. That's the highest level of care, medical-based model. You have an assisted living community, more of a socially-based model, where they can help you minimally or fully with your activities of daily living, bathing, dressing, grooming, toileting assistance, a certain level of incontinence care. They cook all of your meals for you, provide all your snacks and hydration. They distribute your medicine. So that's really, really important. Make sure you get that on time. There's a full slate of activities. They have transportation to and from doctor's appointments. There's a lot of support there. It's not medically based. It's really more socially based and based around your activities of daily living. Is that what you need? Or do you need long-term care / nursing home? Maybe you need a residential care community. I describe an RCF, or residential care facility, that's the state's acronym. I describe that as assisted living light, where it's similar to assisted living, but the staffing ratios are lower. So you don't have as much help there, but they offer to help you in the same way as assisted living does. But generally, the residents in residential care are a little more independent. Home Plus, very similar to assisted living, but probably on the heavier side of the care, but it's provided in a house. So it's literally a ranch-style house that's either been built from the ground up or remodeled and renovated, if it's an existing structure, to accommodate somewhere between 6 to 8 and usually a max of about 12 residents. And you talk about a home-like environment, boy, they got that one down, right? Because it's literally a house, and people are in, you know, frying chicken or, you know, baking bread or cookies. And so you have all those home-like experiences, and everyone eats family style, and it's a fantastic, fantastic level of care for the right person, the right needs. Then you have intermediate care facility. That's like a long-term care / nursing home without the Medicare certification. So you need to determine what level of care you need before you ever even think about going out and look at places. Now we have some other things that we're going to discuss to know what to determine before your search. I'm going to visit those and share all that information right after the break. Don't go away. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by, 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to a very special episode of Senior Care Live today on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Today we're celebrating the 300th episode of this program, and I am so excited. Thank you so much for being here today. For more information about the services offered on our program and how we might be able to help you and your family, be sure to give us a call on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. Don't forget, if you ever miss an episode of our program, maybe you want to share the program with friend or family, or maybe you just want to go back and hear it again, no worries at all. Just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and that's where you'll find all of the previously aired episodes. Just find the one you want, click the play button, give it a couple of seconds to connect, and again, it'll start streaming to any of your electronic devices, and lots of people listen to the podcast after the fact. All right. So right now we're reviewing what to determine before you ever begin searching for a senior care community. So the first and foremost, the level of care, you have to determine that. And then once you have that determined, what level are we going to need? Then here's how I break it down. Then what type of care do you need within that level? Okay, do you need general care, just everyday general care? Do you need memory care? And that would be specialized care for someone with memory issues, cognitive impairment, dementia, Alzheimer's. It could be something related to, you know, someone had a stroke and now they have memory issues as a result of that stroke. Parkinson's, there are a lot of reasons for that. The two most common would be Alzheimer's and some form of dementia, but do you need memory care within that level of care? Do you need skilled nursing and rehab? Maybe that's something that you need. Maybe you need something as specialized and specific as mental health care. So what level of care, what type of care? Then the third piece, how are you going to pay for it? And this is a big piece of this puzzle, this equation. How are you going to pay for your care at a senior care community? So if you hear the term private pay, That means that you're paying for it with your own resources. Out of pocket, you're writing a check every month, or you're having electronic funds transfer or a draft, but you're paying for your care out of your own personal or private resources every month. And that's called private pay. And, of course, you have Medicare. And Medicare, very specifically, I covered it pretty recently in depth or more in depth than I'll go in today, but Medicare pays for your skilled nursing and rehab in a long-term care community after you've been in the hospital with at least three overnights. Three midnights inpatient at a hospital, you automatically qualify if you need the therapy. Qualify for skilled nursing and rehab in a long-term care community. Medicaid is another way to pay for your care. And Medicaid is a program that says if you should outlive your assets and you're down to $3,000 in Missouri, $2,000 of liquid assets in the state of Kansas, the Medicaid program will help pay the majority of cost of your care. Another way to pay for this, and we review all of this. We help dial this in and fine-tune this for every one of our clients. And this is always a big piece. Well, this is expensive. How are we going to pay for it? So we unpack that and we get this dialed in and really focused in and we figure out how we're going to do this with every one of our senior care consulting clients. Long-term care insurance. I just spoke with a really nice lady this last week. She had some long-term care insurance questions, and it looks like their insurance policy is going to pay pretty well for their mom's care. After the elimination period is over with, that's your deductible, the part that you pay out of pocket. And then it's going to kick in. It's going to do real well for them. You have the VA aid and attendance benefit. So if you're the veteran or the surviving spouse of a veteran and you meet all of the different criteria, we won't go through those today. That's another way to help pay for the high cost of senior care. So we have our level of care, type of care, payment methods, and then location. Most people, they want to be close, or they want to try to be as close as where they grew up because they have a lot of family and friends there. Maybe they have people from church that stop by to see you. Sometimes because of your legal plan and maybe an asset protection strategy, sometimes your elder law attorney may specify you need to find a place in Kansas, or you need to find a place in Missouri. And then sometimes that's a preference. I spoke with a family a few months ago, and we got to the location part of it, and this nice man, he was funny. He goes, "Steve, anywhere but Kansas." And he starts laughing. And then his sister had a KU shirt on. She's like, "Really?" You know, so it's like Norm Stewart. I'm not spending a penny in the state of Kansas. It's going to stay in Missouri. And then I've had people in Kansas say, "Anywhere but Missouri." And I've had people, and I'm not kidding either, they're real serious about this. And I've had people north of the river said, "Steve, anywhere but south of the river." So location is usually really important. You want to be close, and you may have some preferences on that. And then last but definitely not least, personal preferences and needs. So this would just be something very specific to you. One of my clients said, "Steve, never serve my mother foul." And I'm like, "What? What? Come again? What was that? What did you serve? What?" And he's like, "Never serve my mother foul. If it has a beak on it, forget it. She's not eating it." And he started laughing. He goes, "Thanksgiving at my house? Nah, not very exciting. No turkey for Thanksgiving at my house." So he said, "Chicken sandwich, scrambled eggs, turkey, whatever. She won't complain about it. She just won't eat it, and then she'll go hungry." And I'm like, "Okay, well, that's a big deal." So we need to inform her new care community that we found for her. We need to inform them of that. Another personal preference and need. Mother has played piano for the last 60 years. She used to be a teacher, you know. She plays all the time. It's just part of her DNA. It's how she's wired. It fills up her soul. It makes her so happy. It's just, it would be really great if the place that we look at has a piano that mother would be welcome to play. Now, I'm a musician. I totally get that. And in my opinion, that's not a would be nice to have. That's a gotta have. Right? So before you ever even think about stepping a toe into the market to look for a senior care community, you must identify your level of care, your type of care, your payment methods, your location, your personal preferences and needs. And then and only then should you start to evaluate facilities that can meet all of those needs. If this sounds overwhelming, if it sounds like a big, like a big task, a big project, it is. That's why so many families are calling Senior Care Consulting to help them through this entire search and selection process. We make this whole process simple. Now, you notice I didn't say we made it easy. This is never easy. Even if you don't like your parents that much. Most of my clients, they love their parents. They're trying to do their best. Some of my clients, you know, I'm not real close with my parents, but I want to do the right thing and I want to help them through this. Even with those folks, this is not an easy thing. It's tough stuff. And for some people, it's a really, really difficult process. So we make this whole process very simple. If this is resonating with you, if you would like to reach out and learn more about our program and our services and how we might be able to help you, give me a call at Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800, 913-945-2800. And also, if you're just not there yet, but you want to kind of check it out, go to the website. Really good website. This is really straightforward, super simple. Senior Care Consulting with an ING, seniorcareconsulting.com. And learn more about us and the background and how everything started and what we offer and how we can help you. And then at that point, if you want to move forward or you're interested in a free consultation, again, call us at 913-945-2800. And we can help you out there for sure. And at least schedule a free consultation to get to meet you and let you know more about this and see if we're a good fit for you and see if you're a good fit for us. So that would be the next step. All right. In this next segment, I'm going to review the levels of care that are available in our community and what they offer. I'll touch just briefly on the price. You're going to have sticker shock. So if you're driving, try not to swerve when I share some of the prices. It's really, really expensive. But it's also worth it because we have some fantastic providers. And you know what? Just like anything else you might expect, we have some providers that are not so great. But we are blessed in our area to have some really good providers, lots of wonderful senior care communities to consider and choose from. I'm going to cover that in the next segment. Don't go away. We'll see you just in about 3 minutes. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, call now, toll free, 1-800-331-6445. Operators are standing by. 1-800-331-6445. I'll be right back. Welcome back. You're listening to a special episode of Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network, where we're celebrating the 300th episode of this program. Thank you so much for being here today. For more information about the services offered on this program and how we can help you and your family, be sure to give us a call on our toll-free number anytime. That's 1-800-331-6445. 1-800-331-6445. All right, back to our topic, and this is the last one. We're going to bring this one home here. We're going to talk about the levels of care available and what they offer. So imagine a graphic, if you will, and on the left side, I'm going to talk about independent living, assisted living in the center, and the nursing home long-term care on the right. So independent living would be on the left side of the graphic. That's kind of the entry point. And independent living, to be overly simplified, is an apartment with meals and activities. You're on your own, but you're definitely not alone. And it's you're downsizing into an independent living community, and they'll usually make one, maybe a couple of meals for you per day. You have a lot of new friends there, and it's a great option, and lots of people are doing that. Now let's skip through to the far right hand side of this graphic, if you can imagine in your mind, and that's going to be long term care, known by a lot of folks as a nursing home, but that's your medical model, where they will help you with your activities of daily living plus full medical care if that should be needed. Then in the center, so there's a wide center lane. JP, I wish we had television cameras in here, so we could put that graphic up on the TV, but we don't, not yet. But anyway, the center lane is really, really wide, and that's very much on purpose. That is generally referred to as assisted living. And assisted living is the social model where they can help you with your activities of daily living. I talked about that a little bit earlier. And the challenge with assisted living is just not a standardized model. So independent living, pretty standardized. The long-term care / nursing home is definitely standardized. They all offer about the same thing, although some clearly deliver much better than others. But it's pretty standardized. And assisted living is a little bit of the Wild West. You can choose to provide lighter end of the care. Some places won't even help you with a bath. And that's okay. They're marketing their community as, you know, everyone here is really independent. They just need a little bit of help, and we're very active residents in our community, and that's kind of what they're going for, and that's fine. Some assisted living communities lean over toward that long-term care area where they'll bend over backwards to keep you from having to move to long-term care, even serving some of my clients thickened liquids, recovering from a stroke, and giving diabetic management, insulin injections, and even offering a two-person transfer. So they're definitely getting into that long-term care level at that point. But some of them won't help you with the bath. Some of them will do all of that heavy care and everything in between. So that's why if you go out to look at assisted living communities, and if you see 10 of them, you may see 10 different things there. Independent living. Here's an average cost per month, $2,500 to $4,500 a month. That's right down the middle. Assisted living is $5,000 to about $6,500. That's right down the middle. And then long-term care / nursing home, a semi-private room in our area is going to cost anywhere from $5,500 to about $7,000 per month. A private room in a long-term care community is $7,500 to upwards of about $13,000 a month. So that gets very, very expensive. And a couple of other levels of care, if you can imagine my graphic, kind of to the left of the center of that assisted living space, I would put residential care facilities there. That's that RCF, where it's kind of assisted living light. And what you're looking at there is about $2,500 to about $5,000 a month. To the right side of that center assisted living, so kind of on the higher end of assisted living, that's where I would put Home Plus. And they're $6,500 to about $8,000 per month. That's just right down the middle. Right down the middle. But let me say this. There are some definite gray areas that you absolutely have to understand.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
All right. So we have two gray areas. I just want to touch on them quickly. Many independent living communities, and the reason I know this is I'm told this by hundreds of people over all of these years, literally hundreds of people, because I get the phone call, right? Well, we went to this place and they described it and I'm like, yeah, that's independent living community. But they're saying that their loved one needs a lot of care. Well, they said they're just like assisted living and we don't need to look at assisted living. And I'm like, no, time out. Nope. That's just not true. An independent living community, there's no licensure there. They're not licensed to touch you. They can't even help you if you fall down. They're not supposed to. They probably will, but they're actually not licensed to do that. Okay, the gray area is, and it's a good fit. It's actually a great fit for some people, where they'll have an on-site home care provider that will come down and help you with some of these activities of daily living in like 15-minute, 30-minute increments. And that's a great fit, but that is not assisted living. And then some assisted living communities will say, we're an age-in-place community, and so your loved one can live here for the rest of their life and not have to move to long-term care. I would say, that may or may not be true. The national statistic is 59% of assisted living residents will have to increase their level of care and move to long-term care. I think our local number is smaller than that, but the bottom line is if you exceed the amount of care that they can provide at that assisted living community, you will be asked to move. So I would put both of those gray areas squarely in the category of overpromised, underdelivered, because I get the call saying, they said dad could age in place at this assisted living apartment, and here we are 6 months later, and they're kicking him out. Did they lie to me? And I'm like, nope, leave me out of that. I wasn't there. But again, overpromised, underdelivered. So when you're out here looking at this, and of course, senior care consulting clients, they don't get caught up in this because we do it right for them. If you're doing it on your own, be very careful about the gray areas.
Proceed with caution. This has been a consumer alert. Brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. So hopefully you've had a lot of fun with me here today on our 300th episode. To our listeners, I am honored that you spent part of your day tuning into this program and helping me celebrate our 300th episode. Thank you so very much. And let's not forget that this is Easter weekend. It's just such an important weekend and holy time for my family and so many others. And I just personally cannot wait to say tomorrow, He is risen. He is risen indeed. I can't wait to say that and proclaim it loudly. I'm your host, Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May you and your family be blessed on this day and always. I'll see you next week for the 301st episode right here on Senior Care Live.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.